Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So it's really cool to catch up with one of the best quarterbacks in Cincinnati Bengals franchise history, a former NFL MVP, Ken Anderson. I wanted to gauge how he feels about what's going on with his former franchise. So I'm really excited for you to hear the conversation. I started with Joe Burrow, of course, because they play the same position. Ken, what do you think of Joe now that you've seen him and know he is a part of your franchise?
Excited. It's not like when I was coaching and you go into an in-depth study of these guys around the draft time, but I watched him a lot on TV, and the thing that impressed me is he never had a bad game. I mean, he looked the same game in, game out, and I don't care if it was the national championship game or another, played the toughest schedule in the country, performed at a high level. I really liked his accuracy. You saw him make NFL throws in every game, whether it's moving and the high back shoulder throw to a wide receiver. And he has some great talent around him, but he put them in positions to make plays. So I'm really excited he's a part of the Bengals.
I know the game is different from when you came into the league in the 70s, but what do you think will be the toughest adjustments for Joe Burrow as he begins his NFL career?
Well, I think it's like anything else. Even though you're playing in the SEC and the national championship, you go to the NFL, and the game will be a little bit faster for him. A lot of times you see college quarterbacks, receivers are wide open. It's not necessarily the case, in the NFL. And learning to anticipate that, and you may think a guy's open, but putting the ball in the right spot, he becomes open. But it's encouraging because you see him make those throws every game. So mm-hmm. I think he's going to have tremendous success. I think like every quarterback, he's got good weapons around him, which will let him distribute the ball. An A.J. Green, and they drafted a wide receiver in the second round. And, he's got Joe Mixon there. So I think he's got the weapons. But as I said, like any quarterback, you're all kind of a product of how our offensive line plays. I think that'll be a key for the Bengals this year.
Yes, for sure. What did you say to Joe when you reached out to him?
Well, I welcome him to the Cincinnati quarterback community, and we've had a little success here. I took a team to the Super Bowl. Boomer took a team to the Super Bowl that we're looking forward to him winning a Super Bowl for us. We could all ride his coattails.
For a guy who's, he's not someone who would be completely unfamiliar with football in Ohio and football in Cincinnati because his family is from not that far away. But if you're trying to explain to someone who's brand new, maybe it's another one of the draft picks, what it means to be a Cincinnati Bengal, Ken, what would you say?
Well, I think the organization has taken a lot of criticism, in recent years, but we do have a history, a very good history, a winning history. We were as good as anybody in the 70s. We just happened to have the greatest team of all time in the Pittsburgh Steelers in our division. But, we were successful and we won games. The fans in Cincinnati came out in droves to watch us play. It was the same thing with Boomer, and going to a Super Bowl in 1988. And then things kind of fell on some hard times. And I give Andy Dalton a lot of credit. He came in as a second-round draft choice from TCU and took the team to the playoffs his first 5 years. And I think kind of got that spirit back, and I think some of the talent around him might have been lacking in the last couple of years. But I just told him it's a good organization. It's a football organization. He's going to like Cincinnati, and he'll get the fans back by winning.
It was a former NFL MVP, a longtime quarterback with the Cincinnati Bengals, Kenny Anderson, with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I'm glad you brought up Andy because I wanted to ask you about him. What did he mean to the franchise in his decade of serving as a starting QB?
Well, you know, certainly tremendous success on the field. As I just mentioned, going to the playoffs 5 straight years, and he gets a little knock for not winning a playoff game. And I think the year he was hurt late in the year, and they got beat by Pittsburgh in the playoffs in Cincinnati. You know, I think we might have won that one and gone away in the playoffs. But it's not always the quarterback's fault. But, you know, as successful as Andy was on the field and going to Pro Bowls, he was such a credit to the team and the community for what he did, or the team and the city for what he did in the community. And he and his wife, Jordan, and their foundation helping kids that really needed it in the Cincinnati area. And that's what I told him that I was most proud of, is that he made Cincinnati his home. He became a part of the community, and he made the community better when he was here.
It's not as common anymore, though we'll see it now and then. For instance, Eli Manning just retired after spending his entire career with the same team in the New York Giants. You played from 71 to 86 with the Bengals, and I'm wondering if you ever thought about leaving there, or was Cincinnati always going to be the place for you?
Well, I remember when the USFL came along and Red Miller became the coach of the Denver franchise, and then they kind of explored it, and I was going out to kind of take a look there, and got to Memphis and had a snowstorm and couldn't get to Denver, so I went back home, and Paul Brown was not happy with me at that point, but we worked out the difficulties. But, you know, Cincinnati was a great town for me. It although I don't live there full-time anymore, it is still home. And that's where all my children and grandkids are still at. So we consider Cincinnati home. But, you know, it was a good fit for me when you grew up in Batavia, Illinois, which was when I was there, was a small farm town of about 10,000. And you go to a Division III school in Rock Island, Illinois, to be able to go to a city like Cincinnati and have them accept me and to play an entire career there is very satisfying.
You also played into your late 30s, and now we've got a couple of quarterbacks in Drew Brees, in Tom Brady, even with Peyton Manning. He played until he was 40. I mean, wow. Can you imagine? I know the game is different, but can you imagine from your perspective playing more years or playing into your 40s at that position?
Well, you know, I remember, you know, at the end of my career when Boomer came in and it was 85, I made the transition to his backup and came back in 86 and, you know, was playing in a game and hurt my shoulder. And remember going to training camp. I had 1 year left on my contract and wanted to continue playing. And the team doctors just said I was a little bit too banged up. And I think that's the reason my career ended at that point in time, which I thought was a little bit prematurely. But then as time went on, realized that the doctors were absolutely correct. And I think one of the things with those guys is they've remained relatively healthy. And, you know, I'm in what Peyton did, what Drew's done, what Eli's done, and Tom Brady is still doing, Phillip Rivers, a lot of admiration for those guys.
What's the biggest difference between playing football, quarterbacking an NFL team in the 70s and the 80s, and what you see today on the field, Ken?
Well, you know, the rules are different, and I remember in the 70s, you know, quarterbacks only threw the ball 18, 19 times a game. But the offensive linemen could not extend their arms and use their hands in pass protection. They had to keep their hands within the framework of their body. And the offensive tackles had no chance in a situation like that. And so the passing game wasn't as prevalent then. And, you know, it opened up more once the offensive line was allowed to extend their hands. I think the other big change was, you know, defensive backs could mug receivers all over the field. And now there's the 5-yard chuck rule. So it's a little easier for the receivers to get down the field. So, you know, it's become more of an offensive game. I like the way it's played now. And, you know, a lot of the principles, you know, are 3 wideouts, and there's a lot of shotgun and a lot of bull huddle. And I think it would have been fun to play in these times.
Mug them, huh? That's the word?
Yeah. That was, Paul Brown happened to be on the competition committee, and when Mel Blunt would maul Isaac Curtis at the line of scrimmage. He wanted to do something about it, so I think he was instrumental in getting that rule changed.
He's one of the best quarterbacks in Bengals history. Ken Anderson with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I know that you have a foundation, the Ken Anderson Alliance, and having checked out the website, you work with adults with developmental disabilities. What are the biggest challenges that you're facing right now this spring during the pandemic, Ken, as you try to continue to work with the people that are special to you?
Well, you know, I think, you know, one of the big obstacles for us is two of our biggest fundraisers of the year have been canceled because of the coronavirus. I was excited this year. I have a big Legends dinner, and this year we called it Super Bowl Legends, and Boomer Esiason was coming in, and we had some of the guys from his team, and I had some of the guys from my team in 81, and we get together in the club lounge at the Bengals stadium and have a nice dinner and sell tickets and tell stories, and, you know, we had to cancel that, and we've got a big golf outing that my former teammate Dave Lapham and I host that is our biggest fundraiser, and that is in June, and we've, you know, had to postpone that again because the conditions just won't be right. And one of the things that that we're proud of is we say we create live, work, and engage opportunities for adults with developmental disabilities. And before the virus hit, we had over 20 engaged programs a month, getting them out in groups out in the community, whether it's to dinner, the mall, to play video games, a Reds game, a minor league hockey game. A lot of our outings were going to other nonprofits and volunteering. And now everybody is sheltering in place, and you don't want them to become isolated. So we're trying to do a lot of things virtually. We do crafts. We do trivia nights. And even in the last month, I was hosting virtual happy hours on Zoom. I had Doug Flynn from the Reds and Dan Issel, my old neighbor at NBA Hall of Famer, was on with me. We had a virtual dance party last week. Before the draft, I had the Bengals head coach on. So we're doing those things to keep everybody engaged and keeping awareness for our foundation. And hopefully the donations come in that we can keep our programs going during this.
Those connections, even if they're remotely, are so important right now. I found that myself, too. And you can find out more about Ken's foundation on his website, KenAndersonAlliance.org. And, of course, if you're a Bengals fan, AFC North fan, longtime NFL fan, you know all about Ken Anderson and what he meant to the Bengals franchise. It's really good to spend a couple minutes with you, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, the pleasure's been mine, and I hope you'll call me back. We get to do this again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.